Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to You Are Loved.
I've been through struggles like the ones you're having now, but you will find your own way and make it through somehow.
A program to uplift, inspire, and offer spiritual food for the journey. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the You Are Loved show. This is Reverend Sam Wild, and I'm so excited to have another opportunity to be with you on this beautiful day. The sun is shining, even though it's very, very cold, and I'm so happy to be thinking about ideas this morning. I have had so many ideas and inspirations in the past week as I've been home a lot with the most creative people I know, and those are my children. And so creativity and the idea of creativity and the idea of the divine as the creator and the source of our ideas has been coming to me a lot, and I want to share with you some of the ideas that I've had about ideas, and that's what I'm going to share today on the program You Are Loved. But I want you to know that I was talking last night with my husband, and we were talking about love, and we were talking about the big love, this kind of love, agape, the love of God, and he had come in from driving home, and he wanted to share with me this idea of the significance of our act of being loving to others. And it made me realize that even though this program is about you are loved and the realization in our own hearts what it means to be beloved children of God, that the other side of that, equally powerful, that happens when we realize how loved we are, is that we become these channels and these vessels for love. And that to me is the thing. It's it. It's the most exciting thing. It's the most powerful thing. It's the thing that's going to change our world little by little. Of course, we can sit around, read the news, and get very, very discouraged and very dismayed by the state of things. Do not ever doubt, no matter what is discouraging you, whether it's something you've read, whether it's terrorism, something very big, or something very small, a hurt that somebody has committed against you, even a really small one, do not ever doubt that your love and the force of your love coming out will and can make a difference. It does make a difference. It's incredible how much it makes a difference. I can think about times where people have touched my heart with just the smallest gesture of kindness, compassion, or love. And you can probably think of many examples of that too. And I hope that today the You Are Loved program is like that for you. I hope it's like having that little moment where you get to sit, I love the expression, in the lap of the Buddha, or you get to sit in the arms of the Creator. You can take a deep breath and just know in the deepest place in your heart that you are treasured and that there is good constantly flowing to you and constantly flowing through you. And that's what this show is all about. That incredible love. And when I want to move into this idea about ideas, because love gives us ideas. And that is what I was thinking about the other day when I came down the stairs and found my preschooler on a day home from school because of the weather on the rug in the playroom making what looked to me like sushi rolls. Maki, which is wrapped in seaweed. It's rice, and it usually has fish in it, or in our case, because we're vegetarian, we eat the avocado and the cucumber and the tofu and the carrot makis, and then the vegetables in the middle and the rice is around it, and then it's wrapped in seaweed. And I came down and saw this incredible row that looked like seaweed, but it was purple because it was purple construction paper with rice inside, and I asked my little guy, are you making maki? Are you making sushi rolls? And he said that he was making sushi rolls, and they were so beautiful. We went off on this whole game of making different kinds of rolls, and then we got into making Play-Doh eggs and getting containers for things, and the day just took off, or the morning took off. But the thing is, I didn't give him the idea to make these maki. I didn't have to give him the construction paper. I didn't have to give him a book to read about it. I didn't have to give him a lecture about it. He just had this idea, and he just did it, and it was so adorable. If you can see a picture of them, actually, if you want to, by going to my Facebook site, Samantha Wild. I think it's author Samantha Wild. So you can go on there. While you're on there, you can like me, but you can also see a picture of the actual maki that he made. So I was playing with him. And it really meditating the whole time I was playing with him on the amazing creativity he was expressing that seemingly had no source. Now, if you go into a preschool classroom, you go into an elementary school classroom, even if you go into an art classroom, people are instructing you and they're giving you ideas about how to do things. And yet, of course, my child wasn't being instructed or given ideas, any that we could see. But he was being given ideas and instruction through his source, the divine source. And all of us are connected to the divine source, who is the source of infinite ideas. Now, we all deal with ideas. All day long, you have to come up with ideas from what am I going to have for breakfast? What am I going to wear today? How am I going to arrange my day? You're working, you need ideas for new projects. How are you going to talk to somebody you need to talk to? All day long, we need ideas, and we need new ideas constantly. And we also constantly say, I have no idea. I have no idea what to do. I have no idea where to go. I have no idea what to wear. You know, maybe there are days you say that more often than others, but we all say that and come to moments where we feel like we have no idea how to proceed. I can still remember when I had gotten the revision letter from my third editor for my second novel. So this is my third editor. You heard that right. I went on to, I think, have four, maybe five of them. At this point, I'd gotten through to this third editor after revising my novel completely for the other two. And then when my third editor sent me a 12 to 15-page letter with the revisions for this novel that had already been revised two other times, yes, I'm repeating myself, for these other editors, I really felt like I had no idea how to proceed. And I talked to my agent, and I talked to another agent in the agency, and they were very helpful. And I talked to human people, and they were helpful. They had lots and lots of ideas and suggestions and advice, but I still didn't know what to do. I had no idea how I could change this book. I had no ideas how to make the book work. And I sat down on my living room couch, and I thought, oh, I have to be grateful for this, because something good is going to come from this. And that's a whole nother thing. That's a whole nother radio show, being thankful for the hard stuff. But I tapped in to the actual source of all of our ideas, the divine. And I did end up in the quiet getting an idea of how to rework the novel and proceed. Now, our ideas might be generated in a conversation from people, but ultimately, our ideas come from the creator. When you think about the word creativity, which is so important to all of us, we want to be creative in whatever work we're doing, from taking care of children to writing books to being in a university to in our own lives. You know, maybe even being retired in your own life, you're not doing work in the same way. You want your creativity. Well, the word creativity comes from the word create. So being creative means that we have the power and the ability to create. Have you ever heard the expression for God, God the Creator? That's one of the ways that we think about this unknowable, incredible, awesome, beyond words, I am, is as the Creator. And that creative energy, that generative energy, is what made the world. Right? The Creator created everything. If you look in the Bible, it's pretty awesome. All the references to create in the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth. So God created humankind. And is it not your Father who created you? The God created me at the beginning of time. Has not one God created us? I'm just reading from my concordance all these references. For everything created by God is good. For you create all things. God who created the heavens and the earth. Wisdom was created before all other things. All the work that he has done in creation, from the beginning of creation. So this whole project of life is creation, and the energy that is the creative energy of the Creator, and you own that. We own that. That belongs to us. And to tap into that, we have to go to that place of being outside of our little boxes. You know, my children are the best teachers of creativity for me because they just don't exist in a box anymore. They haven't grown up already and gotten to adulthood. What happens in adulthood? We start thinking, well, I'm not a creative person, or I'm not an artistic person, or I don't get a lot of good ideas. Whatever, or you have insecurities, you have doubts, whatever it is. I could go through maybe 300 of them, and I don't want to go through all of them because I don't have enough time to do it. But whatever that story is for you that keeps you from tapping into the sense of infinite creativity, there is a solution to your problem. You have the ideas and the new ideas to do something innovative. They belong to you because they come through you, because the Creator created you in the image. That's the very beginning of Genesis, is God created people, man and woman, in the image of God. That's pretty awesome. That's incredible. And children reflect that to us time and again. I want to read you a story from a book called Insight Meditation by Joseph Goldstein. And he records this. A friend's son was in the first grade of school, and his teacher asked the class, "What is the color of apples?" Most of the children answered red. A few said green. Kevin, my friend's son, raised his hand and said, "White." The teacher tried to explain that apples could be red, green, or sometimes golden, but never white. Kevin was quite insistent and finally said, "Look inside." Perception without mindfulness keeps us on the surface of things, writes Joseph Goldstein. "Look inside," said the little boy. "Of course apples are white. They're white on the inside." It's that kind of incredible vision that children have to see beyond the surface that brings them to this place of vital creativity, where you look at a child and you don't need to give them a script, a book, a lecture, an instruction. My children don't even need a toy. They can play literally with anything that is in front of them and make a game. Even if there's nothing in their hands, there's a story in their heads, and they can act it out and they can sing about it. That is native to all of us. Whatever you're facing in terms of trying to come up with an idea, I want you to think about the purple sushi. I want you to access your own purple sushi highway, the highway of your original native creativity. The Creator made you in that generative energy. You are a spark of divine creation, and it's your nature to be creative. So today, I want you to have an abundance of ideas. Open up your access to ideas and find your natural creativity that belongs to you. It's such a wonderful thing. And in that way, when we open to that, we're really receiving and giving love. It's just another expression of that love and compassion to be adding wonderful and creative ideas to the world. Is there a solution? Is there a solution to the terror problem? Of course there is. Is there a solution to the dinner time problem? Of course there is. Is there a solution to the work problem? Of course there is. Is there a solution to the health problem? Of course there is. Taking a moment and remembering to tap in, or more than a moment, to get quiet and to rest and to trust that the ideas will come to you and the ideas will come through you. That's where it's at. That's where we want to sit and rest, maybe daily, but certainly when we feel that need, when we feel like, I have no idea. Remember the purple sushi. I'm running out of time. I must talk too much because I'm running out of time. I want you to head over to my Facebook page if you haven't already and like me, because on Facebook, you'll be able to see other posts that I do, and you'll be able to get the reminders also that this show is on. And I have a pile of books. I have a pile of books called Strange Gifts that I wrote that are sitting here waiting to get into the hands of people who would be moved and uplifted and encouraged by them. You can go to ReverendSamWild.com and order the books there. In fact, that's the only place you can order them, and they're just $10. And I will write an inscription to whomever you want. It's very exciting for me to be able to share those books, and there are lots of little teachings in them chapters. People have used them as studies with friends of theirs, opened them up and just read them, use them as a little daily devotional, all kinds of ideas. So head over to Reverend Sam Wild if you haven't already got one, and you probably have. I want you to know that whatever is happening, wherever you are, whatever you've done wrong today or any day, wherever your heart is or your mind or your body, that you're loved exactly as you are. And that the Creator, the divine Creator, the infinite source of all creation and creativity, made you the way that you are so that you could be an expression of that creativity and have it flow through you to do all that you would like to do. This is Reverend Sam Wild. I want you to know you are loved and have a love-filled day.